This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the Middle Market Transformative CEO Show with my co-host, Joe Bruswellis, Chief Economist of RSM. We interview top middle market CEOs so you could gain insights onto how to grow your own business and become a transformative CEO. Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and with Joe Bruswellis, my co-host on the Middle Market Transformative CEO Show. We're here today with Chris Miglino. How are you, Chris?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And Joe, before we start, could you give a definition of what the middle market is?
All right. So the middle market is the beating heart and soul of the United States economy. It's 200,000 firms that generate revenues between $10 million and $2 billion. They account for about 40% of the U.S. economy, and they employ one-third of the entire U.S. labor force. So your firm is just really just fits that classic definition of U.S. real economy. Mm. So tell me, how is business right now, late in our cycle? It's almost 10 years old.
Yeah.
Difficult to find employees. Wages are rising. What are things looking like for your firm?
It's good. We've grown a lot over the last 10 years.
Yeah.
We have 145 employees in the organization, so it's unbelievable sometimes that we actually have that many people working for us. But business is great. It's been every year it's grown a little bit in a different way. There's been different challenges along the way, and as you hit different sizes of the company, there's different challenges that you face. And so we've been able to deal with that, and I'd say right now it's better than it's ever been for the organization. So we're really excited about it.
So I'm going to talk about the purpose. So SRAX, that's S-R-A-X.
Right.
And in fairness, I had never heard of it before, and a lot of people haven't. Mm-hmm. But you're doing something truly transformative, which is purpose-driven, where you're, in a sense, create pioneering who owns data,
right,
which is becoming more and more significant. Talk about what your actual business model is at SRAX.
So we've been in the business of aggregating data and selling data around specific verticals for the last 10 years. So we have a big practice around aggregating data around shopper marketing, where we help consumer packaged goods companies understand consumers that are buying their products in the stores, and then help them market to those consumers, and then see if there's a lift in those type of sales. And we aggregate that data and give it back to the marketers. We do that same kind of thing for the automotive industry. And we do that for the investment community, where you have different investors that are investing in publicly traded companies. We have products that aggregate these individuals and then sell this data back to the issuers and to different marketers that want to reach those consumers. So, you know, we have a few other tools as well. We have a product called SRAX Social, which is a tool that does artificial intelligence around social media buying and helps aggregate this data and then sells it or helps determine the best place to spend money for a particular type of marketer. So in the process of doing all of this for the last 10 years, we realized that there's a lot of value in consumer data. And we were buying data and continue to buy data from Oracle and Axiom and Experian and lots of other companies like that that sell consumer-based data. And what consumers don't realize is that all of your data is readily available for anybody to buy. So
Wait. I just want to stop you there. You're saying I just go to a restaurant,
mm-hmm,
and I eat there. I use my credit card. Someone can be buying my data?
Correct. They can buy they want to reach everybody. So let's take that scenario. You went to the restaurant. You had your cell phone with you. So now Google or some other app that your kid installed onto your cell phone is now tracking your location, and they know that you went to that location. That location data is being sold to any marketer that wants to buy it. So I can then say, all right, you can go to Facebook and say, give me everybody that visited this store. Give me anybody that visited this location. Then you use your credit card in that store. That data is then readily available for sale to find me people that are buying or visiting restaurants in the last 30 days. They won't give me your name. But what they do is they aggregate all of these consumers into what are called segments. So you as a consumer would fall into a restaurant consumer that is interested in certain type of restaurant food. And then we can buy that data and market to that consumer.
You got to relax and embrace the algorithm, Robert. That's how we game in the new world. All right, so before we get to big data and artificial intelligence, which we're going to want to talk about because that is the future of the middle market.
Sure,
right?
Yes.
Let's talk about the value proposition with respect to the consumer sector. Mm-hmm. What are one or two things that you saw over the last couple of years that surprised you about the consumer market? And what are the one or two things that you thought, yeah, this is something I really need to improve upon, or I've learned that this is critical to my customers downstream?
Well, what we realized was that consumers had zero clue that their data was being sold at all, right? There's a lot of people that are probably listening to this that have no idea that every time they use their credit card, their data is being aggregated, or the fact that they have a cell phone. I meet people so many times and they go, oh, well, I'm not on Facebook, so my data is not sold. And I say, well, that's like, you know, Facebook actually won't sell me your data, right. But everybody else will. Facebook only sells data to everybody that wants to advertise on Facebook. But there's a million other people that will sell me your data for everything else that you're doing. Travel, you know, you name it, it's being sold. Anything you do, unless you're spending cash everywhere you go and you never interact with any type of card, there's no way to get away from
it. No, it's really amazing. I'm on the road 250 to 300 days a year.
Right.
And what I see in my Facebook feed, my Twitter feed, No, they just aim everything at me. Yes. And I've learned to just sit back and like, okay, this algorithm saw this.
Mm-hmm.
I ate dinner here. I went to this show. I bought this good. That's why I'm getting this. And sometimes I think it really helps me out because of my lifestyle. Right.
Yeah.
I'm on the go. I'm a business professional. It makes things easier. But I could understand if you're just a normal person at home, it has to be overwhelming.
Well, 90% of the consumers don't even realize it's happening.
Right.
You realize it's happening because you're aware of it, but most people don't even know that it's happening. And so what we saw the opportunity to create something that would change the dynamic of that, right? So Google and Facebook have come in and said, look, amazing products, use them for free, and, you know, you'll get a lot of service. And what people didn't realize, it wasn't really free. It was in exchange for your data. So what we said was, if we could create a product that helps consumers value their individual data, then they will start to understand really how valuable they are as a consumer.
So I want to ask you, so Chris, I'm Chris Maglino, you're actually not just the CEO, but you're the founder of
Srax. Yes.
So if anyone wants to know, what's the website? But that's
it's
not my question.
It's srax.com.
Okay. But
and that's a stock symbol, and that's the name of the company. We made it easy for everybody.
So where did the original idea come from? It's something like 2010. You know, we're coming out of a huge recession, devastating, and information is just starting to move around. What was the seed that germinated into this concept?
Well, it's been an evolution over time. So I sold my last company in 2007 to a really big consumer-oriented company that had a lot of products, did around $500 million a year in consumer products. And, you know, 2007 was a good time to sell a business, but because then in 2008 the world fell apart. And they bought my company, they bought a company from Steve Case called Lime, and they bought one other company, and I went in and ran that business, and my job became unwinding every deal that we had done. So there was like a SiriusXM deal, an on-demand TV deal, and all these other things that we were doing. So over time, we figured out the best way to monetize that, and that was aggregating this data on consumers. But then the company we had sold the business to wanted out of the business because they wanted to get back to the basics of selling products in Target. So they came back and said, can you guys help us in getting rid of this business? And we said, look, we'll take it back. At the same time, we had signed a deal to sell a bunch of advertising on Facebook with an app called Causes on Facebook, and that was the beginning of Shrax. And then over time, the idea of consumers being able to own their own data happened as blockchain technology was becoming much more much more prevalent.
Okay, we are about to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk more about how AI works into the future, predictive analytics, into the future of data.
Okay.
Back in a few.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese and Joe Bruswellis on the Middle Market Transformative CEO Show. We're here with Chris Meglino, who is the founder and CEO of Srax. That's
SRAX,
and it's a company, in fairness, I had not heard about, but you are in a way transforming the use of data. Talk about on a level of technology, where do you think the use and ownership of data will be going in the future?
In, I say, 3 years from now, every consumer will own their own data.
They will own their how does that actually happen, though?
Well, they have tools like ours. We've invented a platform called Big Token, which stands for Blockchain Identification Graph. You can download it in the App Store or in the Play Store.
So this is B2C?
B2C. Mm-hmm. Consumers will own their own information. They log in. They can connect all their banking information. They can connect all their social accounts. And that information is then your data. And if anybody wants to access it, you get paid. So instead of Google or Facebook or Axiom or Experian getting paid for your data, you as a consumer get paid directly for your data.
How much would you get for the data?
Well, right now, I've been on the platform for, we just launched a different version of it, and my current values, I have around $750 in there that I've earned from my data. So consumers can make a lot of money in the platform. And in the first 2 months of launch, the average consumer was making around $200 a month on the platform.
All right. Well, I like that idea because I think I'm worth about $3,000 or $4,000 a month.
You are traveling the way you travel.
Yeah.
You're worth a lot of money.
Right. So let's talk about the business experience, middle market firms, and data. We constantly survey our clients. We run a middle market business index each quarter. A number of quarters back, we asked them about outlays on capital expenditures, including software and intellectual property. The typical answer we got back is, well, we just don't understand this. We don't know. Do a public service announcement for me. Explain why big data is important to middle market companies.
So every company has some form of data, whether they have a customer relation management program or not. They have something that is telling them about who's buying their products and why they're buying their products, right? They need to be able to take that data and leverage it to sell more products. And that's what, you know, that's what we help companies do. And we do it in vertical markets. So we, like I said, we do it in the consumer packaged goods market, we do it in the automotive market, and we do it in the investor market. And that is, we find the value that's there. And every company can do it. They just have to sit down and look at their business and say, okay, what's important here? What could help me make more money? And how could I leverage some of this data to sell more of this? And that's, they can come to firms like us to help them accomplish that. There's other people out there that do that, but we're really good at helping people identify that data and then helping them identify how to use it to market. Like this, we sold this business last year that was a pharmaceutical targeting tool. We had all the doctors in the United States. So we would go to pharmaceutical companies and say, okay, you have a cardiologist, and we know all the cardiologists in the United States. We have all of their behaviors and everything they're doing, and we can help you market this drug to these cardiologists. That's an example of how to leverage a certain type of data. If they put into place some form of CRM or something like that, then they can understand who those customers are. So they can say, okay, these are, you have some kind of loyalty program in the space, right? And then you can look at the demographics of those people that are coming to get your meatball sandwiches, and who comes more than once, who comes three times a week, and then find more people like those people that come three times a week. We can help you find those people. And you need to be able to start to create some trends. Do certain types of people only come once a month? Do certain people come twice a month? Are you getting more corporate business? Are you getting, you know, how far away are the people that are actually ordering your stuff to have in their corporate offices? You know, that kind of information is very relevant to help you start to market it.
So then you can take that data and turn it into actual predictive analytics to help manage both your time constraints, your resource constraints, your labor constraints, and also your advertising.
Correct,
right?
Yep.
Okay.
That's what we do.
We'll turn over to Robert in just a second, but one more question. Let's go to the next frontier, artificial intelligence and machine learning.
Right.
And bring that forward. Make it accessible for middle market CEOs who are listening to this, thinking, yeah, I hear about all this, but this is 5 or 10 years away. Tell them why it's not. Tell them why it's now.
So it depends what industry they're in and what they're going after. Certainly from our industry, the marketing and advertising business, it's a huge part of what we do because there's so much data that comes in that understanding all of the connections of this data is impossible without machine learning. There, you have to have the algorithms written to be able to analyze and understand that data so that you can do a good job in then targeting that data. And then, I mean, that's the way we use it, is to say, here's a bunch of information. How can we then use this data to better market this company and to help them accomplish their goals? Now, there's, you know, we have a big technology staff. You know, we have 90 programmers within the company, so we're highly engaged in the development of all this type of stuff. It's maybe difficult for your typical CEO that is not involved in technology to be doing this, but they can partner with companies like us that can help them in that process, because not everybody can have 90 programmers. It's just not feasible.
So let's talk about the flip side of data aggregation, which is privacy.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you see the future going in terms of the privacy that people have when in controlling data?
So Europe is on the forefront of this, and they've already put in all of the laws in place that consumers need to consent for their data to be used. And consumers need to say that, yes, you have the right to market to my data. So that is a really big part of the European privacy laws that have been put in place in the last couple of years.
Right, and that's GDPR,
yeah.
The General Data Privacy and Regulation Laws, that now, because of the role and status of the EU, actually covers the United States if you operate on a foreign basis.
Yes.
So many of our middle market clients aren't even aware of this yet.
Our tools that we've created for the consumer is the ability to opt in to give the right to the platform to market to you. And then that platform then controls all of that information in one centralized location so that you've given, when marketers want to access that data, we say this consumer has already given us the right to market to them because they're getting paid for that data. Now, those laws are coming to the United States. California's already launched some laws, and we'll have some national laws around privacy that will happen. You know, it's a very political issue, right? It's something that's very important to politicians. They win and lose elections based on how social media drives certain types of engagement. So they're highly motivated to change the laws around privacy.
We're here in Washington, D.C., and we were up on the Hill talking to Senator Mike Crapo about that this year, and that is really going to define the next 5 years, I think, for lots of commerce. But in the last 30 seconds we have, you got something you want to present to Robert here.
This is a big token. So it's Claim Your Data big token. So you can put it on your desk and sign up for a big token at in the Play Store and get your data in there and then connect with me on there and start seeing how your data starts aggregating revenue.
You got to go own your data, Bob. You got to start charging for it, big fella.
Why wouldn't anybody own their data? Anybody that doesn't own their data.
Well, I don't own as much as you because, Joe, you travel a lot more than I do, but I'm probably worth something decent. Claim your data. Here's the biggest question before we end. Is it data or data? I've heard it many ways. What do you say? You're the pro.
I say data.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. Great having you on the Middle Market Transformative CEO Show.
Thank you very much.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you.
America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Matt Moynihan. How are you, Matt?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
And Matt is the CEO of Forcepoint. So here's what I want to ask you. So you're in the cybersecurity space, and actually Forcepoint, I had not heard of the name, but what you're doing, no one else is really doing. It's a pretty exciting model. But right now, there's over $1 trillion spent on cybersecurity, and everyone is still getting attacked.
Yeah.
Tell me what's going on, and then we're going to talk about your name, and you're going to try to explain to me why I didn't know it.
Yeah, I'm not surprised you didn't know it. It's a new name, only about 2.5 years old. But Forcepoint is a purpose-built security company from several different companies, really designed to change the way you solve the security problem. And our approach is really around understanding what really matters most to organizations, which is their people and the interactions with content and critical data. And so you're right, $1 trillion have been spent. It could be considered one of the biggest failures in modern industry. But the threats are so advanced that the thinking needs to change.
So tell me, what are you doing differently? And I sort of know this because you should see some of his videos on YouTube. Terrific.
Specifically,
what is Forcepoint doing differently? Oh. Your model.
Quite simply, we've changed the way we try to secure things from thinking about infrastructure, which is the old way, trying to prevent people from getting in, classic walls and moats. It's been proven that you cannot secure the internet. You cannot secure corporate infrastructure fully, so people are getting in. Second, the number one attack vector right now to get in is stealing people's identity, credential theft. Right, and so you have this scenario where the
so it's a double whammy. It hits the individual and the corporation.
Exactly, and so we said, let's flip this model on its head. Let's go try to understand, what do people typically do? What do good people do? What do bad people do? Right, let's go create an understanding of what good looks like. And instead of worrying about all the technology, when we see outlier behavior, where it would suggest that someone's identity has been stolen, and there's two Roberts on the network, it allows us to understand who the good Robert is and protect the company. So it's just a different way to think about what you need to secure. From our standpoint, it's really around understanding what bad people have penetrated your organization, what data are they touching, and how do you stop that, while at the same time allowing the good employees, which are the vast majority, go about their day without friction in the business process.
Are most of the bad people already internally in the company, or are they from outside the company and they figured something out?
You know, there's sort of three types of bad. One is really bad actors, right? And those could be in the form of nation states or various types of hackers that have penetrated the company and gotten in, okay? But the two other types of bad things that happen are typically done by good people. Right, there's accidental leakage. You know, people make mistakes all the time. And then the second type are adversaries that have stolen identities and gotten in. And so, understanding the behavioral patterns of people inside of your company really allows you to surface the needle from the haystack, so to speak, without all the blinking lights of worrying about infrastructure. And so we're very excited by this.
So what should a CEO do first? How do they start to understand that frankly, everyone's under threat, right? And everyone's probably being attacked at all times.
Yeah.
Is that true?
That is true. I mean, almost every company is a target at some point in time. Again, the world is powered now by data, right? And so I think the first thing for you to think about as a CEO is, what data do I have that could be important to my company, critically important, such that if it was stolen, it might impact the market value or brand of that company, right? And so naturally, folks will immediately go to things like customer data or blueprints of products we're building or engineering designs. That's absolutely critical, okay? But it gets a little bit more sophisticated than that. What data do I have or do I produce that, if it got in the wrong hands, could do damage to you personally as a CEO?
So that's what the CEO should be thinking of.
Yeah. First and foremost, you know, what sort of data exists about me from my own personal brand as leader of this company, which obviously is attached to the company brand, or company data that, if it was got in the wrong hands, could cause harm
to
the company.
What would be an example of that, Matt?
So we're routinely protecting blueprints of really sensitive products.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be sneakers, it could be refrigerators, it could be jet airplanes, it could be trading algorithms for hedge funds. if that information gets out, it's very, very easy for that to be replicated. And every single day, if you look, there's nations all around the world who don't have the same respect for intellectual property that this country may have, or there's multiple use cases for this type of technology, and it is under attack. And that's number one. Number two, we do look for other types of information that could be used to do harm to your company. Press releases that could cause stocks to trade in advance. It really, any type of information that could be abused, you really need to, first and foremost, as a CEO, get your arms around that.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Matt Moynihan, and he is the CEO of Forcepoint. This is a company, what we're hearing, you're using a different approach than anyone else, really, which is you're focusing on the human side of data breach. So give me an example of how this works. What was someone facing?
I'll give you a real-world example about a CEO for a fairly prominent company. This gentleman, it was on weekend day, this Saturday, was off from work, obviously, checking his email over phone, but he was at his son's soccer game. And his son scored his first goal, so he was very proud, naturally. The CEO then went and posted a quick message to his Facebook account, which he didn't use that much, and said how proud he was of his son scoring the goal. He immediately had a quote-unquote parent of one of his son's teammates send him an email saying that she caught the first goal on video. And how proud she was of him, and if he wanted to get access to that video, please send his email. Now, it happened to be China who sent that email, not a parent of his son's teammate. Now, this gentleman never used Facebook that much, but this is how intense the scrutiny is over CEOs, board of directors, key employees. They are the number one attack vector to get inside of a company. And so just going back to the approach that Forcepoint has, once your identity has been stolen and there's two CEOs on the network, how do you identify which one is the real CEO or not? And it's through behavioral patterns. And so we would have...
Behavioral patterns? How do you do that?
Every person has a certain rhythm to the way they go about living.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You could view it as simple as a habit. When you get up every morning, what do? You check your phone? Do you log into work? Check your email? Drink a cup of coffee?
I get it. This is brilliant. So, I didn't know that you did that. But so what you're saying is... It starts with identity theft, but then you want to know who are the two different people, one posing as CEO, one not. You check all of their behaviors, and the right one will emerge. How do you do that, though?
No,
you're not following people around. Is this done through AI, or how is it done?
There's all sorts of technical wizardry behind the scenes, but first and foremost, it has to be done with respecting the privacy of all individuals, right? You do not know.
Do you let them know?
So in cases, first and foremost, it's just collecting fragments from the way people go about and interact with digital technology. Right? So you think of us as actually painting a picture of normal behavior and patterns of a human being. Right? We use that to protect them. So when someone has stolen the identity and gets on the network and is doing bad things to a company, we can tell what good and bad is. Hackers don't know how you go about living your day life. And
right.
So it's very, very hard. It's easy for them to steal your identity. It's hard to replicate who you are. And so we essentially paint a picture of that behavior. And then when things get bad, we will. We'll, in fact, let companies know. Those companies will then go let that employee know that their identity has been stolen and maybe change a password or take whatever protective measures. So it's really almost creating a personalization, a curated type of security for each and every person on your network to make sure that you protect them, quite frankly, from some of these new modern threats.
And who do you deal with on that company? Is it the chief security officer, the CIO, the
CMO? Typically,
depending on
the size, and I'm sure there's many different types of company size on this call. In a smaller organization, it might be the head of IT, who may also be responsible for security. In larger organizations, it would be the chief security officer, chief risk officer, or CIO.
What is the website for Forcepoint for anyone listening in and they want to check you out?
No, it's great. Please do. It's www.forcepoint.com.
That's FORCEPOINT.com.
That's right.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back with Matt, we're going to talk about this unique type of culture that he's built in, because actually if you're going to get this type of humanized cybersecurity control – who are the people delivering it? And you've also built this really interesting culture. And the word we're going to hear about is radical candor. Back in a few.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Mm-hmm.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Matt Moynihan, who is the CEO of Forcepoint. The company has been around for, what, about 20 years or so?
Yeah, the combined expertise from our predecessor, from our early companies, was 25 years, but the new Forcepoint is fairly new, 2.5 years.
And so it's a new company. You took over as CEO in 2016, but it was a conglomerate of five different companies. Explain back to people so they hear, what is the unique customer model? Because you're hitting cybersecurity in a really interesting way that I hadn't heard of anyone using before.
Yeah, very specifically, instead of trying to monitor all the technology in your company, we try to provide a safety net for your employees, customers, and partners by understanding what normal behaviors are, so that when those identities or credentials have been stolen, we're able to tell when hackers are inside of your company because their behavior is different than your good employees. So it really is a behavioral-centric approach to how we stop bad things from happening.
Brilliant. You know, everyone goes into industries, and if you find the right approach, hopefully you'll be able to solve things.
Yeah, and this, I think the security industry, as you mentioned earlier, needs to be changed. There has to be a paradigm shift in the way people think about things, because the old way clearly isn't working.
Yeah, people are just spending, like we mentioned, more and more money, $1 trillion. It's not happening. So you have 2,800 people about at Forcepoint, mm-hmm. and you have clients in 150 different countries, and you're working with some of the top companies in the world. Talk about your culture, and you have this radical candor concept that you use, and how you build this culture that helps deliver your customer experience to stop cybersecurity attacks or to prevent them from being damaging.
It was really interesting coming into an environment where there was three companies when I came in, and then we went and purchased five. It was a very rare opportunity to go put in place the first culture for the company, the combined company.
What a cool opportunity.
It was very cool, and it was done at, you know, you typically don't get that. Typically you have to be a startup where you come into a large organization and the culture is already baked. So this was actually putting a culture for the first time, but it actually turned out to be a competitive advantage for us, because what we did was we said, let's create a mission-oriented culture to solve this specific problem, and align everything we do around accomplishing that problem for our customers. And so we started everything from our mission and vision, and our vision is to understand cyber behaviors to stop the good and free the bad. And we needed to make sure that you know, a mission-oriented culture, you know, was driven through everything we did. And any customer interaction felt that. So it started with the people, and we do have this concept called radical candor, which is essentially, giving people straight talk with the intent of helping them improve their performance, not with the intent of being critical or political or backstabbing. And in a company that's coming together that didn't have historical execution fabric or execution DNA as a single company, we really needed people to talk straight talk. But if you did it in a bad way, the company would have been pulled apart. But if you create this culture where people are doing it in a good way, the gravitational forces pull it together. And that's what we've been doing.
How's it working?
It's fantastic. I mean, we routinely get emails from people who have joined the company recently that talk about how welcoming it is and how it's motivating and rewarding and intrinsically motivating. You can't just be nice, right? It's got to be this intrinsic motivation to go help build a company. And I think people do feel like they're personally invested in doing that.
And it sounds like they're also changing the world, because they're they're stopping all these bad attacks from having.
Yeah, you know, we do a lot of work in many, many different industries, ranging from governments to financial services to you know, what have you. And the things that we've been able to prevent from happening have ranged on one end to suicides, to other cases, acts of terrorism.
Suicide? How?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is when you monitor behavior, you can really surface a lot of things. I mean, everything becomes a use case of human behavior. I mean, if you see someone walking down the street that looks happy, you know they're happy. If they look sad, you're like, hey, what's the root cause of that? And in the internet, you don't have that physical cues. You can't see people to go help them,
right?
Or watch out for them. So essentially, when you monitor behavioral patterns on the internet, yes, you can do some things like stopping identity theft and credential theft. But you can also do some amazing things like stopping acts of terrorism. You can stop things like suicide, because everyone's got different signs. You know, it's almost like understanding the symptoms of a problem. And in the digital world, you can't, if you don't see it typically. Right, and so if you surface that in a way where the proper folks, whether it be HR or a general manager, can go help someone, you can do that type of thing.
So let's talk your leadership philosophy. Now, I know you like lobster hunting. Anything you could learn from lobster hunting that ties into leadership of cybersecurity?
Well, it's an eat or eat be eaten type of industry, right? I've eaten many lobsters and I've enjoyed it, but they're very prickly characters, right? And I think one of the things that I've liked about cyber and has kept me in there for 20 years is that it's a very, very hyper-competitive industry. And you have to be vigilant, going back to Andy Grove and being
only the paranoid
spider. It's very, very true, right? And I think you see several of our larger competitors out there who, quite honestly have stopped innovating. That has opened the door for us to come in and do something that is paradigm shifting. You have to be vigilant 24/7 in this space. And the nice thing is when you're motivated to change the world in a mission oriented type of way, you have that sort of extra kicker. It's not just about making a profit, right? This is around actually trying to change the world, and we feel that here.
Yeah, people are feeling that sense that you can make the world a better place.
Absolutely.
So let's shift to sports. I know you're a big Patriots fan, and you actually look a little bit like Tom Brady. I know you're listening on the radio, but you do a little bit.
Yeah, that's
Most
of the world doesn't like the Patriots. So you just put.
Well, I'm a Jets fan. I've been waiting for 18 years for. I love him. I rooted for him to win, but for him to retire.
Yeah, right.
I'm waiting. I said on a high point, win that Super Bowl. But are there any lessons you could learn? You're a season ticket holder as well. Any lessons you could learn from the Patriots? Because you're very focused on team and culture.
Yeah, no, I think it's around not getting enamored with sort of superstars and thinking more in terms of the system that you put in place.
So you've about a minute and a half. Talk more about the future of cyber, what the threats will be in the future, and go back into what CEOs need to do to prepare for this.
Yeah, I think the threat environment has completely changed over the past two decades. It started out with people trying to defame Amazon and wreck websites, to stealing credit cards, which now feels completely minor in the big scheme of things, right? There are major things that are happening, ranging from terrorist events to intellectual property theft designed to bring companies down. And so I think the first thing for a CEO is really to be aware. Don't think you're not a target, because you are. There is someone out there that finds value in something your company is creating for some reason. And I'll try to identify what that is. Start with your data, most importantly, and then try to take a look at your workforce and try to put in place increased protections for those that are interacting with that critical data to keep your company from harm.
And there you have it, the website for Forcepoint. This is the company that's transforming cybersecurity through human behavior, a new approach which I commend you on.
Thank you.
The website is
www.forcepoint.com, forcepoint.com.
A pleasure having you, Matt, on the CEO Show.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.